Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2006. Israeli army kills three and injures several other residents, including a child in Gaza, and attacks West Bank cities and takes scores of civilians as prisoners. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers killed on Tuesday at dawn three members of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, after firing rounds of live ammunition at them as they attempted to infiltrate the, quote, border fence located between Khan Yunis and the southern part of the Gaza Strip and Israel. One child and one resident were injured during Israeli shelling to Khan Yunis. The three slain fighters were identified as Saeed Al-Farah, Salah Abdul Ghaffar, and Bassem Sharab. Local sources reported that soldiers, backed by 15 armored vehicles and several military bulldozers, invaded the al-Wad area east of the town of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip and advanced 1 kilometer inside the area under intensive firing of live ammunition and heavy tank shells at the residents' homes. At least one child and one resident were injured in the attack. The child, identified as Hanadi Suleiman Abu Rak, 12, suffered a round of live ammunition in her abdomen, while resident Jabril Abu Taima, 37, was injured in his hand. Both were transferred to Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Also, undercover units of the Israeli army carried out wide-scale searches of homes in Al-Shujaya area Tuesday morning under the pretext of searching for, quote, wanted residents. Local sources reported that troops surrounded several homes in the area and abducted 5 residents, including a resident identified as Shabub Hillis, who was moderately injured during clashes that erupted between the army and resistance fighters. The spokesperson of the Israeli army said that a joint military operation of the Givati Special Unit and Border Guard units was carried out in the El Shujaiya area. 5 resistance fighters were also abducted in the attack. One of the fighters from El Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, was injured and then transferred to an Israeli hospital in Ashkelon for treatment. The spokesperson added that one soldier was injured when an anti-tank shell was fired at one of the military vehicles. Also, Israeli warplanes shelled and destroyed 2 homes in the Jabalia refugee camp and Rafah city in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. The 2 targeted homes belonged to Hamas and Islamic Jihad activists. Some 30 minutes before shelling the 2 homes, the families received phone calls from the army telling them that their homes will be shelled. Although no injuries were reported, the homes were completely destroyed. This Israeli policy of phoning victims of air raid home demolitions began over a month ago in the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces closed Tuesday Karni Crossing, a commercial crossing located in the Gaza Strip. 300 trucks were unable to arrive to their destinations, resulting in the loss of 8 million shekels worth of produce. Egyptian authorities announced Tuesday that they would deploy 1,300 more soldiers to Rafah, the border between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces arrested 15 Palestinians from the southern West Bank Tuesday. The raid spanned southern Bethlehem to southern Hebron City. The southern Hebron village of Dura lost 9 residents after a quick home raid and search. At dawn, Israeli forces also stormed villages in the southwest and arrested 4 people on the specific orders of Israeli intelligence Shabak. In addition, 3 were arrested from the northern areas of Hebron City. Also on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers broke into dozens of shops and stores located in the old city of Hebron, damaging awnings and the doors of several shops, local sources reported. Tuesday at dawn, Israeli army troops, backed by armored vehicles, invaded the West Bank city of Nablus from the main entrances of Beit Iba and Huwara and took 4 prisoners, including an 80-year-old man. The elderly man is a father of a resistance fighter active in the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah. Meanwhile, in the West Bank city of Jericho, Israeli army troops took 2 prisoners during an invasion to the city. Local sources said that troops stormed the city center and took 2 residents, identified as Sopi Asao and Nasser Anani, to an unknown location. In Bethlehem City, central West Bank, Israeli troops stormed Aida refugee camp in the city and the nearby Tekoa village early in the morning. Troops searched and ransacked several homes in the village and the refugee camp and arrested 2 youth from the village and took them to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. The army invaded several villages around the West Bank city of Jenin on Tuesday and arrested 1 resident there. Troops stormed the villages Kabatia, Abu Daif, and Beit Khad and searched several houses before arresting Ahmed Ilayat, 22, from Abu Daif village and taking him to an unknown location, security sources reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banura.